Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed in the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Sports Talk at the Positive Pub. Step inside and join your host, Gil Tyree, for a different kind of show. One that takes you into the good, right, and positive things that are happening in the sports world every day. Now, here's your host, Gil Tyree.
We say good afternoon to you. We say good morning to you in the Pacific time zone. We say, wherever you are on the World Wide Web, we welcome you to Positive Sports Talk at the Positive Pub here on VoiceAmericaSports.com. I'm Gil Tyree. Today's show is one where we're going to pay tribute to a member of the Voice America Sports family, Double D, Dave Duerson. Dave hosted Double Time with Double D on the Sports Channel here at Voice America. As many of you know, Dave committed suicide last Thursday in South Florida. He died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. He asked that the Boston University Center for the Study of Traumatic Encephalopathy examine his brain to be studied for a degenerative brain disease found in those who have a history of brain trauma, which includes concussions, which are a big story around the National Football League. In fact, just last week we discussed it in depth here on Sports Talk at the Positive Pub. Double D was also dealing with a whole lot of personal issues, as all of us do some in some fashion. But we're going to focus on the positive aspects of Dave's life here today. We attempted to reach the center at Boston University. They declined our invitation to be a part of today's program to talk about what Dave Duerson had done in terms of donating his brain to the Center for Study. This show is going to be one of a celebration today, a celebration of a great career that started in Muncie, Indiana, then in Notre Dame with the Chicago Bears, New York Football Giants, and the Arizona Cardinals. Four-time Pro Bowler. Was named the NFL Man of the Year in 1987. Was a leader in every community that he played in and worked in. He was a leader in the NFL Players Association. I got to know Dave in the 90s. Had a 20-plus year relationship with him thereafter. There was no gifted human being on this planet. He excelled in everything. Politically astute, funny, charming. Loved golf, loved cigars, loved his fraternity, Omega Phi Psi, and he loved his kids. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said of Double D yesterday, he is a good man and will be missed, and we echo those sentiments. A memorial service for Double D will be held this Saturday at the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 6248 South Stewart Avenue in Chicago, Illinois, 60621 the zip code. The Reverend Gerald M. Dew, the pastor, the phone number of the church, is 773-873-4433. A church spokesman told me today that the service is open to the public. We invite you to call us here today at 888-346-944 to talk about the life of one Dave Duerson. And we begin our tributes with a gentleman who knew him well in the state of Indiana, the outstanding sports director for WXIE-IATV in Atlanta, Fred Khalil. Fred, welcome to the program.
Hey, Gil, it's always good to be with you, unfortunately, on these circumstances, but it's always good to be with you. David, Dave Duerson, I had nothing but a great experience with Dave in the 80s. Actually, I knew him best in the 80s when he was the NFL Man of the Year. I lived in Phoenix at that time, and a college teammate of mine introduced us because they were really good friends in the Chicago area. And Dave and I, we would always talk our helicopter pilot into Channel 10 in Phoenix to flying us out to the IndyCar race, and Dave and Danny Sullivan were good buddies at the time. You know, when Danny was hot as a IndyCar driver, they were really good buddies, and we would hang out together and hang out at the racetrack. But Dave was always a good guy, always had time for people, always was willing to sign an autograph for a young man or young woman who wanted to meet him and say hello, take a picture, do whatever. He's just he just was really a good guy. And as you said, the NFL Man of the Year and a Pro Bowl player.
Mm-hmm.
And you think about it, you know, part of that 85 Bears team, he was, I don't want to say an afterthought, but, you know, had Todd Bell not been, you know, run into what he ran into, you know, Dave Duerson stepped in and played unbelievably in his stead.
Well, not only that, but, you know, the thing about Dave, and, we touch on so many things, like I said, and I've said this to many people. Dave was Barack Obama before Barack Obama. This man could have run for political office. He could have been a school teacher, could have been a football coach. I remember him coming out to Arizona for the late Dan Devine's funeral, and we talked at length about what an impact Dan Devine had on him and you know, his relationship with Gene Smith. Gene, of course, now the athletic director at Ohio State, went to Notre Dame with Dave. And, you know, just a story after story after story about a gentleman who always gave back, whether it was in Muncie, whether it was, like you said, in Chicago, you know, Notre Dame, what have you. Wherever he left, wherever he went, he left an imprint on that community. And like I said, I miss him. I love him to the core of who he was, you know, and I'm going to miss him greatly. And I know you are too, and I know many, you know, in the Bears family. It's unbelievable the tributes that have come this way, you know, about Double D. Because, like I said, Dave Duerson was, he was creme de la creme, man. And I know you feel the same way.
Well, there's no doubt about that, Gil. I mean, he just is a great guy, and I was so shocked. I just couldn't believe it. And then when I heard that he might be, you know, TBI, and, you know, as far as TBI, a traumatic brain injury,
mm-hmm.
then that is something that just really, obviously, as you know, hits me close to home,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
being a TBI survivor myself.
Exactly.
Just, you know, people just don't know. They need to know. And another TBI survivor is Mike Adamley. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, there's another mm-hmm. guy in the Chicago area who mm-hmm. is going through that. I don't want to get off topic, but I'm just saying.
Right.
The traumatic brain injury.
Well, I think, Fred, what you've done is you've increased our awareness on this disease. Like, we made an attempt to reach out to Chris Nowinski, who is director of the center in Boston, where Dave Boston University, where Dave donated his brain, and they could not make time for us on this program today. But they said down the road they would love to talk about it, because, you know, he said this was a selfless act by a man who wanted to bring about awareness, and said specifically in text messages sent to family members to examine the left side of his brain, because he felt like, you know, he's going through some things. I know for a fact he was going through some stuff, because we talked a lot, and I know that Dave had some issues as it relates to what he was dealing with from a health standpoint. But it's something that you look at this man's career. He always sacrificed what he had for the betterment of other people. I can remember back in the late 80s when he put his career on the line in terms of the player strike, in the NFL player strike.
Right, because, you know, that was late in his career.
Exactly.
And he had just made a name for himself when that strike hit.
No question. And did all he could to help NFL players and the guys who were outside the league, the guys who had retired, to help them. And it's truly amazing. But, Fred, I really appreciate you calling here. And I know Double D is looking down on you and he's laughing.
Well, you know what? I'll just tell you one quick story.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Duerson and, like I say, Danny Sullivan and IndyCar Racing, and they would always run at Phoenix International Raceway. And at our station in Phoenix, we had a helicopter.
Uh-huh.
And I would tell the helicopter pilot, I said, look, Dave Duerson's coming in. He was a huge Bears fan. He goes, you're kidding me. I said, is there any way you could fly us out to the race?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yeah. So, I mean, we flew it, and Dave said, look, man. He goes, you see Sullivan down there? He goes, I want you to land on the infield. You know, and that's a small track. And Lenny Clements, the helicopter pilot, said, Dave, I can't do that. He goes, I'm telling you, you got to land right there.
Right.
Sullivan will be waiting for us.
Uh-huh.
He put that thing down, and, I mean, it was unbelievable, but I swear to God, Gil, there was Danny Sullivan waiting outside that helicopter for us to get out of that that chopper.
You know, Fred, listen, I really appreciate you calling, sharing these great stories, and you know, we have a lot of people on hold.
Okay.
That want to you know, talk about Dave, but we appreciate you calling here today. Fred Khalil, the outstanding sports director for WXIA and TV here in Atlanta, talking about the life and career and his relationship with Dave Dorson, the late Dave Dorson. Let's go to Mike Dottard, who's on hold. Mike, welcome to Sports Talk of the Positive Pub on a very difficult day for all of us here at VoiceAmericaSports.com. Hello.
Hi, Gil. Thank you so much for having me on this very special day tribute to Dave Dorson, and a special day here in the United States with President's Day, so wishing you and your all the fans of Positive Pub Sports Talk happy President's Day.
Thank you, and happy President's Day to you.
And, well, I just wanted to, I know you've got a lot of people online. I did not personally know Dave Gill, but we did have something in common. We both were drafted in the National Football League in 1983. Dave was at Notre Dame while I was at Stanford University. I was on the other side of the ball as a running back. We had a quarterback named John Elway. And, you know, what I love about what you're doing, Gil, is you have a program that talks about the positive, historical, and philosophical perspectives of sports. And, you know, turning this tragedy of Dave into a positive, I would just like to say that what we're learning through the brain studies that are being conducted throughout the world on athletes, not only American football players, but I'm sure you know, we see this in the world of soccer when they're heading football, you know, the balls. Not only does these injuries affect behavior, but I would contend and just throw it out for discussion that we also have economic factors that play a role. When I played in the National Football League for a very short time, I got hurt. I tore my anterior cruciate ligament, and my career was cut short. And I didn't want to have anything to do with sports. And I was a pretty good baseball player. I was a two-time All-American baseball player. And my dream was to follow my dad's footsteps. My father was a major league player in the 50s. And I ended up getting hurt early. And for 10 years, I didn't realize it, but I was in a depression state. And because my career was over with, and so I didn't want to have anything to do with sports, even though deep down, if I had seen a therapist, I probably would have realized that sports is something that, you know, I've always loved, and if I couldn't play it, I probably should have got into coaching. But for whatever reason, my ego or, you know, brain chemistry, I just wanted to get away from sports. And as I've gotten older, I just turned 50 this year, just like Dave did. Dave was just a few months older than me.
Mm-hmm.
I realized that economics plays a huge role in behavior. And as we've been going through some serious economic times, I played with a guy named Larry Bethea, who was a tremendous player. I was in training camp with him with the Oakland Invaders. And he ended up committing suicide as well. And I think a lot of that had to do with economics. You know, he got out of football and struggled to try to, you know, find out, you know, what to do with himself. So in that spirit, what I'd like to share with your audience this morning, I have a program that can help former athletes, whether you played high school football, college, professional football, whatever sport, baseball, soccer, rugby, whatever you do, that is free. And I'd like to, if with your permission, Gil, I'd like to give out the website.
Please do. Please do, Mike.
Okay. And this is something that can help not only you personally, but you can help your community, small businesses in your neighborhood. And the website to go to is www.T as in Tom, C as in Charlie, A as in Apple, today.biz. That's www.tcatoday.biz. And what TCA stands for is the Customer Advantage. And if any of you have heard of a company out of Chicago where Dave played called Groupon,
mm-hmm.
Groupon turned down a couple months ago $6 billion from Google, and it's a very successful business model that we are adopting. They've paved the way, and the customer advantage is a free, and this is, there's no strings attached. It's just getting the word out through social media, and I share that with all of your listeners and your fans, Gil, because we've got to change our economic situation. Mm-hmm. I do believe it plays a factor in behavior. So again, Gil, I know
thanks,
you got a lot
Mike.
Of people. Thank you so much for a great program.
And thank you for joining us here in the program. And Mike, we'll definitely, you know, you can get a hold of us, get a hold of our program director, Ray Ellis, and continue to spread the word about that program. And indeed, and I want to touch on this, you know, as we let Mike go, that Dave was a successful businessman. And if you peruse the internet, and I'm sure many of you have Googled the life of Dave Duerson, Dave was dealing with some issues as it relates to business. And I think Mike touched on that a little bit in terms of helping people, you know, deal with these tough times economically in addition to life after professional football. And it's a wonderful organization, and I urge you, I implore you to take a look at the advantages of what Mike has put before us here today in tribute to Dave Duerson. Again, this is a tribute to Dave Duerson here on Sports Talk of the Positive Pub on VoiceAmericaSports.com. 888-346-9144 to talk, to give your reflections of Double D and what he meant to your life. We bring aboard now a gentleman who met Dave through their association with McDonald's, who also played in the National Football League, a career that spanned 6 years, and most notably with the New Orleans Saints. Van Jakes, we bring you aboard here on Sports Talk of the Positive Pub. Welcome. It's a difficult show for all of us, and I'm sure it's a difficult day for you.
Really, Gil, big time, man. Friday just blew me away. Me and Dave had a chance to meet briefly, you know, after we stopped playing, but, you know, we came in the league at the same time. And, you know, I had started McDonald's, and he actually had started McDonald's as well, and our friendship was just mutually on the phone for a while. And then we got a chance to actually hook up and become close friends over the last 10, 15 years. And let me tell you, Double D was a man's man, Gil. You know, he used to love to say, no doubt, baby, no doubt. Let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just one strong brother, and just watching him grow as a man, and it, actually seeing him in August up at the Walter Payton's golf tournament in Tunica.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was telling me, man, I think this is the one, talking about his fiance.
Exactly.
The one, BJ.
No, exactly.
And, you know, it just hurt so bad to... Just for that loss, you know.
Right. Well, you're right, and I want to touch on that because, you know, Dave had found happiness. He had found a new lady in his life, and they had planned to be married, and of course he was excited about that. And he, like you said, Vance, he expressed that excitement to you, expressed it to me, expressed it to Ray Ellis, expressed it to everybody who knew and loved him, was very close to him, and you know, he had turned a page. You know,
yeah,
he finally got on track in terms of the things he wanted to do. And yes, like I said up top, we all have issues in life.
Right.
But Dave Duerson was a conduit of change and conduit of positive change. He was here on this radio program many times, and also part of VoiceAmericaSports.com, and it really had blossomed into something very special. And just to see what he was dealing with now and crying for help, it really just sends, you know, chills through my spine. It really does.
Yeah, you know, I was just thinking about him always asking, what do you need? What do you need
mm-hmm.
from me? You know, and not being in that position to see what he needed, because he was such a man's man. And this morning, as I shared with you earlier, you know, I do this Man Up prayer line, praying from 6:45 to 8 o'clock to two different groups. One group called the Omega Men Ministries, and the Men Up prayer line. And these brothers didn't even know Dave, but were able to reach out to me and trying to reach out to his family through prayer, because there's a lot of it is economics when we start playing football, but there's also some other things that go on. And Dave definitely was fighting some devils. We all do, but trying to look at how we can really reach each other through prayer, through picking up the phone and just calling somebody to say, man, how you doing? You know, what
or
do you
I
need?
Love you, Dave, or I love you, or I'm here to help. You know, I mean, it's those things, man. And I'm telling you, and I hate to touch on it. You know, relative, it's those positive things, man, that make a difference. And like I said, I know many times I told Dave, I said, I love you. And I think if he heard a little bit more of that, I think it may have helped. I don't know if it would have solved the problem. I don't know if it would have prevented it. But I know it would have helped because, like you said, and you touched on so eloquently, you know, he was dealing with some stuff. He was dealing with demons. And these things, should have been addressed and should have been, should have been able to, people should have been able to help and reach out. And unfortunately, that didn't happen.
Yeah, but through this, you know, hopefully we can figure out how we can help others, because Dave was so giving. You know, he was giving to the point where it probably hurt him financially. He was even giving of his time as well. So we've got to see those signs, and we can reach back and try to help each other, help other brothers in terms of, you know, it's not all about what's in it for me.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave never, it was all about what's in it for me. It was like, let's do this thing. What do you need from me? Let's do this. We used to talk all the time about some different business deals we were trying to set up. Mm-hmm. He's like, where do I fit in? Where do you need me, Vijay? And it just blew me away that, you know, we lost him. You know, we all same age, and we go to the same time. But, you know, things, we got to look at this positive thing. I believe that even in this loss, you know, even if it's research, it's going to be something positive come out of this, because that's double D. And we wore the same number as I got off that call this morning, and I started ironing my clothes, and I went up, and that was my number. So I'm looking at double deuce, 22. And I'm going to forever look at double deuce, whether that's mentoring my kids, other people's kids, on looking at a true warrior who was hurting, and we couldn't see that he was hurting.
Uh-huh.
But he's changing lives. He changed my life, and I'm thankful to have a chance to know him, to truly know him, know the man. And, yeah, I didn't know some of the things, couldn't possibly know some of the things he was going through, because, you know, I would give whatever I need to give for him not to do that, not to take his own life. But, you know, we can't change the past. And we can look forward to figure out how we can help each other now, how we can move forward so this don't happen again. So the message is sent to some of these other brothers who's going to be fighting demons, who are going to be strong warriors, who don't feel they can reach out, will be able to reach out to somebody.
Very well said, Van. Is there any Van Jakes joining us here? And, of course, Van and Double D had a great relationship in their, work with the McDonald's Corporation. And of course, Dave would come to Atlanta many times to play in the golf tournament that Van and his great staff and his lovely sister Tia would help put on in terms of bringing awareness to what the African-American McDonald's operators were doing across this country, many of which were pro football players who had a life after the game of pro football and were doing great things, I mean outstanding things in the community in terms of mentoring and providing, special services for people in need. But is there any special story, Van, you can tell us that you and Double D shared?
Well, you know, we shared a lot of stuff, man. I think one in particular is talking about our girls. You know, he had a 15, 16-year-old mm-hmm. girl, and it was so amazing. We both went through the same thing. We went through a divorce, and it got to the point where, you know, you'd be held hostage. And when they got their cell phones, we just laughed because, you know, you could just call your daughter on the cell phone. And we thought that was ironic that we both went through the same thing, that, you know, my ex-wife, we do have a pretty good relationship, but Dave's situation was a little rocky. But being able to talk to this little girl, and, you know, that's where my heart goes out the most right now, that she won't have her dad, because not knowing her, but just listening to him talk about her meant a lot to me, that that's his baby, and just being able to relate to each other about the same thing, because that's my little baby girl, no matter how old she gets now. So, you know, Double D, rest in peace. We do love you, my brother, and you made a difference in this world.
Van, well said, and on that point, we'll leave. And Van Jakes, the outstanding former cornerback for the New Orleans Saints, played 6 seasons in the National Football League, now doing great things here in Metro Atlanta with his work with the McDonald's Corporation. Just a reminder, a memorial service for Dave Dorson will be held this Saturday at the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 6248 South Stewart Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60621. The Reverend Gerald M. Drew, pastor. The phone number is 773 873 4433, and a spokesman told me earlier today the service is open to the public. More tributes here on VoiceAmericaSports.com as we look back on the great life of one of our own here at the VoiceAmericaSports.com family, Dave Dorson, Double D. Number you can call is 888-346-9144. Still to come, reflections from our outstanding program director here at VoiceAmericaSports.com, Ray Ellis. We'll be right back after these important messages.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Listen to Sports Talk at the Positive Pub every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel. Gil Tyree talks to sports newsmakers, playmakers, and story breakers. You, the hardcore, interactive, and novice fan, can join the show via your phone calls and emails. Sample what's good, right, and positive about the world of sports every week. Begin your week in a positive way with Sports Talk from the Positive Pub. Be here every Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
We some hard hitters, we some hard hitters.
Hard Hitting Radio is a new kind of sports and entertainment show. Your hosts are NFL veterans Mark McMillan and co-host Byron Evans. It's an hour of hater-free radio every week. You'll hear interviews with top athletes, celebrities, coaches, and fans. It's humor, hits, and conversation. Hard Hitting Radio is on with McMillan and Evans. Listen Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Network.
Never be satisfied. Let that be a lesson you take away from Double Time with Double D, featuring businessman and former NFL star Dave Dorson. We'll talk about the NFL with special focuses on the game itself, and Double D will take your calls and answer your emails live on the show. It's not Football 101, but rather an in-depth look in the locker room, on the field, away from the field, and opening up the mind of the player. The program will also feature positive messages, so tune in to Double Time with Double D, Thursdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports,
Voice America Sports.
This is Sports Talk at the Positive Pub with your host, Gil Tyree. If you want to make your voice heard, call into our program at 1-888-346-9144. That's 888-346-9144. Or send an email to us, sportstalk@positivepub.com/gmail.com. Now, back to Gil Tyree.
Special thanks already to Mike Dottert, Fred Khalil, Van Jakes, who have participated in our tribute today here on VoiceAmericaSports.com to the late Dave Dorson. Again, you can call us here at 888-346-9144. We're in the Pacific time zone, also in the East, the Mountain Time Zone, the Central Time Zone, and also on the World Wide Web. Just a reminder again, a memorial service for Dave will be held this Saturday at the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 6248 South Stuart Avenue in Chicago, Illinois, 60621. The Reverend Gerald M. Dew, the pastor. The phone number at the church is 773-873-4433. A church spokesman told me today that it is the service will be open to the public. We continue our tributes, and we bring aboard the former outstanding Vice President of Media Relations for the Arizona Cardinals, Paul Jensen. And Paul, just your reflection and your interaction with Dave when he played with the Cardinals, and you're someone who is a great judge of character. This was a man that had a lot of substance.
Gil, this was the most shocking one of tragedy I've ever heard. I spent 20 years in baseball clubhouses and NFL locker rooms, and Dave Dorson, I would probably list as the number one most impressive person who was also an athlete. I mean, he was a total package, character, intelligence, he was articulate, had a pedigree education. You know, I pegged him to do just about anything he wanted in life when he was done playing football. He had a uniquely long NFL career. I mean, who plays 13 years in the NFL? But Dave did. And but this is a fella who I felt at the time, you know, he was at the end of his career when he was out here, but I had him for 3 years. He could have gone into politics, could have gone into business, which he did. Could have gone into higher education, could have done anything he wanted. And he was tremendous with people, family man, the whole nine yards. And I've never been so stunned in my life as when I heard the news the other day.
You know, Paul, you touched on it, you know, so eloquently, you know, and I look back, and you're absolutely right. This is a man that could have done anything. And you're right about politics. I know the Republican Party had tapped him as a possible opponent of Barack Obama in a senatorial race in Illinois. I mean, this is a man that could have been...
Is that right? I didn't know that.
The mayor of Chicago, yes. The Republican Party, had felt that you know, Dave was somebody who could match Barack Obama at that time, and I know for a fact, because he and I had talked about it, that he strongly considered it. But you know, unfortunately, you know, he had business interests, and I think at that time too, he felt like, you know, with the way the media was and all of the scrutiny, that he may not be able to get past that. And I think ultimately, the Republican Party settled on a candidate who was from San Diego, if I'm not, I'm not mistaken, and they had him move in, and I think they filled some residency requirements for him. But, you know, Dave was one that they really targeted. But you're absolutely right. I mean, this is a man that had a Midas touch. I mean, he could talk about anything.
He not only played in the NFL and played 13 years in the NFL, he was the NFL Man of the Year one year. I mean, this was a special guy. You know, I also had Pat Tillman at the Cardinals for 4 years. And now I'm trying to connect the dots, and there is one common denominator with those two guys who met such tragic ends. And that is, I remember having social conversations with both of them about things other than football, because they were both, their lives were much deeper than just what they were doing for a living. And they were both involved with other things when they weren't playing football and doing the football things. Politics, history, you know, just any kind of subject matter.
Life issues. I mean, anything like you said, anything that they were well-rounded.
They were different.
Right,
they were
exactly.
Not, you know, the stereotype. Jock, they were the furthest thing from it. But Duerson was just such a special guy, and I just remember feeling what a privilege it was for the Cardinals to have a guy of his character just in the locker room.
No question.
Around
like
around the team and playing, and even though he was at the end of his career, so what? I remember his last game, he told me he was going to announce he was done. And, you know, we all pretty much were assuming it, but I remember having a conversation before the game about what he was going to do. And he shared the sausage food business with me, and I know he did quite well with that for a while and certainly didn't surprise me. But I also had a conversation with a coach in the league that I'm close to yesterday about Dave. And one of the things we talked about is, when you think back to when Dave was 25 years old and what, you know, what life opportunities he had, and over the next 25 years, how it ended, and it just boggles my mind. I mean, how you go from where he was going at 25 to how it ended at 50, I can't connect those dots.
No, I can't.
The pain he was in,
mm-hmm.
I mean, Dave was a Facebook friend of mine, and I know he was of yours. He was a friend of ours, but you know, we were getting updates on Facebook like everybody does now, and he was regularly putting updates, often religious, often motivational. But just a few days before this happened, he put something on Facebook. He posted on Facebook about William Refrigerator Perry, and for everybody to keep him in their thoughts and prayers because he was not doing well. Well, that certainly doesn't sound like any a fella contemplating suicide. So I just think the coach I talked to yesterday said that this is like a a bomb going off in the NFL hierarchy, because if Dave Dorson is pushed to something this extreme over whether it's his headaches or his cognitive decline that might have been obvious to him, you know, we may be headed for a much bigger story with all this than any of us anticipated. And
you know,
I often liken, you know, I used to see the players come in on Monday morning after games, and you know, I often told people it's no way to make a living. Mm-hmm. And those guys it's like being in a car wreck every weekend on their bodies. And the longer you play, somebody, let's just say, for example, a 25-year-old established NFL player, okay, he's 3 years out of college, 3 or 4 years, he's been playing football for over a decade at that point. So if you're in high school and you play high school football and then it's over for most people, okay, you played football for 4 years, you probably really only played for two at the varsity level. Well, even if you get to play in college, that's 8 years. But if you're good enough to keep going, which is, you know, just a rare few, you get into the decade or more, and the punishment on your body as the collisions get more violent as you get older and in a higher level, it's obviously taken a toll that maybe they didn't realize.
You're absolutely right, Paul. And I think you really touched on something relative to that that brain disease, you know, relative to the amount of concussions and the amount of hits. And like you said, you know, Dave Dorson's death, the tragedy of it all has sent shockwaves through the National Football League.
It absolutely has. When a guy like Dave is compelled to take,
and just last week we had on this program we had an in-depth discussion about concussions and the effect of them, and the fact that, you know, with the new helmets that are being designed by the Schutt Corporation, in addition to what's going on with you know, Riddell, which has been a longtime supplier of the National Football League, and how guys are going to have options and what they need to do in terms of awareness. And all this is starting to come into play. And you know, like you said, you know, we don't know who else has this. You know, I mean, it's a disease. I mean, Andre Waters, the late Andre Waters, you know, took his life because he was dealing with this.
Well, I know Jim McMahon and Mike Adamley, have both come public with their cognitive issues and headaches. And, you know, we may find that players who play long enough to some degree may all be affected by it.
No question.
But, you know, when you're in a car wreck, there's like three collisions. And the first one is the vehicle, the second one is your body, but the third one is your organs. And a helmet protects your skull, but it doesn't protect your brain from rattling around when there's impact. So your skull may not be damaged, but your brain can still be concussed by an impact. Just like in a car. And if, you know, your seatbelt catches you and protects you, but your head can snap and you can get a concussion without even hitting anything in the car.
Well, you know, you touched on a great point, because that was the cause of death with Dale Earnhardt, and they celebrated, you know, the 10th anniversary of his passing at Daytona, and that was he did not wear a seatbelt. The collision, the violence of his head hitting the steering wheel.
Yeah,
and so what Ken Schrader saw when he walked up to the car. I mean, like you said, this is something. I mean, we have the problem in hockey. We've had, you know, concussions in that sport. I mean, something has to be done
but
to
in
address
football,
these
how
issues.
Many times might your brain actually move in the cranium due to all that impact they encounter all afternoon? And then
exactly.
7 days later, they're doing it again. And then the next year, they're doing it again. And for a pro player, you know, and it also sheds a little different light on the current debate on whether to extend the NFL season from 16 to 18 games. You know, I've maintained that's a lot to ask on these guys.
Well, we're going to find out exactly how that plays out, because the current negotiations are going on as we speak. And, you know, Dave was an active member of the Players Association, and it's isn't it ironic that, you know, on his passing, they're negotiating a deal right now, and they're dealing with some issues as it relates to that. But I understand the NFLPA office got tons of phone calls regarding, you know, Dave's condition and how he took his life and what's the fallout from that, and ultimately, you know, what becomes of the issue of concussions.
As dark as his ending is, and tragic, for Dave to do it in a way that it spared his brain for evaluation, to me speaks volumes about the guy still.
Right.
I mean, well, obviously that was the overriding reason.
No, there were some other extenuating factors that are, you know, like I said, and I said on this program, that if people peruse the Internet and go to Google and all of that, they will find out that there were issues. But we're here to celebrate the positive aspect of his life. Paul Jensen, thank you so much for joining us on the program.
You're welcome, Gil.
Paul Jensen, the former outstanding vice president of media relations for the Arizona Cardinals, now doing great things with Major League Baseball, and we really are graced by his presence here on Sports Talk of the Positive Pub today on VoiceAmericaSports.com. 888-346-9144, your reflections on the life of one Dave Duerson. Still to come, the program director here at VoiceAmericaSports.com, Ray Ellis. We'll be right back after these important messages at Sports Talk of the Positive Pub here on VoiceAmericaSports.com.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Listen to Sports Talk at the Positive Pub every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel. Gil Tyree talks to sports newsmakers, playmakers, and story breakers. You, the hardcore, interactive, and novice fan, can join the show via your phone calls and emails. Sample what's good, right, and positive about the world of sports every week. Begin your week in a positive way with Sports Talk from the Positive Pub. Be here every Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Want to know what's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network host? How about what's new with our network? Make sure you check out the iRadio blog, a look at what's hot at Voice America and beyond. Visit www.iradioblog.com today. Get the inside scoop on every channel on our network, including breaking news, featured guests, blog posts from our hosts, and much more. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter for even more inside action. Visit iradioblog.com today and stay connected.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams, Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
This is Sports Talk at the Positive Pub with your host, Gil Tyree. If you want to make your voice heard, call into our program at 1-888-346-9144. That's 888-346-9144. Or send an email to us, sportstalk@positivepub@gmail.com. Now, back to Gil Tyree.
And welcome back to Sports Talk on the Positive Pub here at VoiceAmericaSports.com. On this President's Day, we pay tribute to a member of the VoiceAmericaSports.com family, a dear friend, Dave Duerson, who passed on Friday. A memorial service for Dave will be held Saturday at the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 6248 South Stuart Avenue in Chicago, Illinois, 60621. The Reverend Gerald M. Dew, the pastor, and the phone number at Antioch Missionary Baptist Church is 773-873-4433. The service is open to the public. It will begin at 11 a.m. Chicago time on Saturday. Just a reminder, too, that this special tribute to Dave can be downloaded at the Voice America on the Voice America app. You go to the App Store, get it, a free app, Android, iPhone, or BlackBerry. And we'd like many of you to listen and keep for a long period of time the tributes that we heard on today's program. And a lot of people speaking from the heart. Paul Jensen, who knew Dave when he played with the Arizona Cardinals. Of course, Van Jakes, who played with the New Orleans Saints, who worked with Dave in business ventures with the McDonald's Corporation. We heard from Fred Khalil, who knew Dave when Dave played at Notre Dame, and also, you know, Fred grew up in Mishawaka, Indiana, and really covered Dave's career throughout, you know, the state of Indiana and Muncie, Indiana, and then on to Notre Dame and ultimately to the Chicago Bears, New York Giants, and also the Arizona Cardinals, and saw him win two Super Bowls. And, of course, many people who were positively affected by this great, great human being, of one person who had a direct relationship with him, probably more than any of us here at VoiceAmericaSports.com, is the outstanding program director, Ray Ellis. And Ray joins us on the program. And I, if it weren't for Dave Duerson, I would have not met Ray Ellis. And I owe Dave a debt of gratitude for what he did for me. I mean, I had my job was outsourced at CBS Atlanta, laid off a year ago last week. And Dave Duerson was one of the first people who called me and said, Gil, you know, I want you to come on my program. Come on my program at VoiceAmericaSports.com. I want you to be a contributor. That program was every Thursday at 3 o'clock. And he would have me on. He had a wonderful lawyer out of Dallas, Texas, Kim Harper, and we would talk about issues. And I can't thank Dave enough, and I owe him so much for opening up this opportunity for me. Because, like I said, if I had not... if Dave had not brought me to VoiceAmericaSports.com, I would have not had the opportunity to meet a gift and Ray Ellis. And Ray, we bring you aboard, and it's a sad day for Voice America. It's a sad day for Notre Dame. It's a sad day for Chicago Bears. It's a sad day for the National Football League. It's a sad day for the city of Chicago, the state of Illinois. And it's a sad day for America in this world.
Yes, it is, and there's no doubt, Gil. And I'd like to take the time to thank Dave, even in his homegoing, for introducing me to you and allowing you to be a part and join the Voice America team, as I call it here. And it would not have happened if it were not for Dave. And I just want to start off by saying something. I think there are many people out there in this country, because Dave just not only touched the state or the city of which he lived in, he touched people across America and probably across the waters. And I'm mad. I'm mad at Dave, because he did not give us the chance to extend our relationship, to do all the things that we talked about. And I wish he would have said to me, as he always called me, Q, we're fraternity brothers, and he would always say to me, he would start the conversation off by saying, Q. And he didn't say to me, Q, I'm hurt. I need some help. Dave and I talked about everything in life. Dave's reputation preceded my meeting him. I played in the league with him for many years, and of course he succeeded in that position of which Todd Bell had held down for a few years, and Todd had a contract negotiation, and Dave stepped in, and they didn't miss a beat. He made All-Pro. They won the Super Bowl. He continued to be an All-Pro ball player. But Dave Duerson was just so much more than a football player, and that's the part that I miss, and that's the part that I got a chance to enjoy, was Dave Duerson, the person. You know, I really believe that the prototype athlete that they are looking for now in these combines and this Wonderlic test, mm-hmm. and all these examinations, they're looking for Dave Duerson's. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be hard for them to find. And I, too, am going to be hard to find a friend. And I will never find another friend to be able to replace Dave Duerson.
Well said, Ray. I don't think any of us will. And like I said, I mean, you know, Dave was, you know, Paul Jensen said it best. I mean, this man could have been excelled in anything. Like I said, and I've said this many times, I've said this to you, and I've said this to people that I've talked to, that Dave was Barack Obama before Barack Obama. This gentleman was the salt of the earth. And you're right, I'm mad at him too, because I'm mad that he did not give us the opportunity to continue to enjoy the gift that he was to us.
I just want to say this for people out there to know that I shared a conversation with Dave one time, and the conversation I shared with him is he was a little bit upset with you. I'm going to bring this to the airwaves.
I think people need to know
He called me, and he said, Q, man, what's going on with Gil? I said, what do you mean? He said, he won't return my calls.
Right.
I said, what do you mean? And he, of course, he said, listen, I called him. I called him again. I sent him a text or an email, and you were simply busy.
I was very busy.
Dave was like, I don't understand. There must be something wrong. You know, you can get a call or a return call, and I can't get one. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it meant so much to me because Dave was serious about this, and I knew he was serious about this. And I said, Dave, because you had told me this, I said, Dave, no, you're misreading that. Mm-hmm. You have to understand that this man loves the ground that you walk on. Mm-hmm. And that's why I want people to know why you're doing this special relationship. You're doing this special show because of the special relationship and the relationship you had mm-hmm. with Dave. Mm-hmm. And it was such that even before you shared it with the world just now, you told me. Because, again, remember, Dave's resume preceded him before I even met Dave. Mm-hmm. So I knew all about Dave. Mm-hmm. And you went on to tell me that, Ray, I don't know if it would have ended up the exact same way, but certainly when all cylinders were clicking, Dave Dorson could have done anything in the state of Indiana that he wanted to.
No question.
In the city of Chicago if he wanted to. And you said it. Mm-hmm. And he was Barack Obama
before
the president
In fact, I told him many times. In fact, I told him, and Paul had touched on it too, after he left the Arizona Cardinals, he was thinking about, you know, getting into business. Of course, he was in business, but politics. I told him I'd help him run his campaign.
Yes.
Because I believed in what he had to do. And like I said, the Republican Party wanted him as part of their they wanted to put him up against Obama, in terms of that senatorial campaign. But, you know, again, like I said, because of the scrutiny and Dave was dealing with business and all that, and he had his hands in everything. He was on the trustees of Notre Dame. He was doing so many things. He was active in his community, active in his church with his, you know, kids, and wanted to make sure that, you know, he said, you know, he just did not have time.
Right. And
he did not want to make the commitment. But I said this, I mean, he could have been a mayor of Chicago.
Yeah.
I mean, he could have challenged the Daley family.
Dave also said, but one reason, Ray, is that I supported our president. You know, and I wanted to support him. And Dave told him that he wanted to support him. And so I, you know, even today, with today being President's Day, you know, Dave would pay homage to our president because he was proud of him and he supported him. And they were friends. And I know that.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I reached out and tried to see if the president could make a comment on the life of our good brother Dave. But it, like you said, the good Reverend Jesse Jackson, Dave, like I said, he was so much more than a football player.
Mm-hmm.
Dave had the good Reverend Jesse Jackson on one of his shows.
Mm-hmm.
He had Everson Walls, but not to talk about Everson's life as a football player, but Everson as the person who donated a kidney to Ron Springs, of course, in the book that he wrote, A Gift for Ron. That's the definition of who Dave Dorson is.
Right. He was always there for other people, always had time to help people, went beyond, beyond anything to help. I can remember a story vividly where he and I were talking to a group of people with the Good Samaritan Project down in Haiti, and Dave he was ready to go down and help them, you know, with the infrastructure, help them to work and get that country back on track. I mean, this is the type of person this man was. And like I said, it's a sad day for America because we've lost a great one in Dave Dorson. But if anything can come out of this, Ray, we really need to deal with this degenerative brain disease that is at the core of the NFL negotiations right now, at the core of the issue of concussions and what have you. And if Dave's life and what Dave did and what Chris Nowinski said was a selfless act to remind us the importance of what we need to do to deal with this as we move forward, so other players don't have to go through what Dave went through, what Andre Waters went through, what Mike Adamley is going through, what Jim McMahon is going through, and what others are going through, to really make it an issue that people have to look at. You know, Dave Dorson would have, his life meant something in that vein.
And now, here's what I think And I'm going to try to find a way to paint a picture where those out there who are listening can possibly visualize some of the issues that athletes are faced with and they deal with on a daily basis. And I remember being at the Super Bowl, particularly this last Super Bowl in Dallas, and just the momentum to that Super Bowl. We knew that it was going to be played in front of perhaps maybe it was built up to be that way, the largest attendance ever for any Super Bowl. Not only that, what we didn't know, but what came to pass was that it was the largest viewing audience ever in the history of a Super Bowl. Now, just imagine that's the type of lifestyle that you live every day. Well, for those people that attended that Super Bowl, the energy level was so high. And then all of a sudden, the day after the Super Bowl was over, the people that attended and the people that were looking forward to the game, you had to go back to your normal daily life. Mm-hmm. There is no way you can carry that same energy level into your daily activities. But that's the way a professional football player or an athlete or entertainer, their career is like that. Mm-hmm. And so you have to try to sustain that type of energy and that type of positive approach to just life. And life isn't full of those type of energetic, attention-grabbing, emotional events in your life. And sometimes when you're trying to replace that and you're looking for something to replace that, and all of that is pulled from up under you at one time,
right,
it's hard to recover.
Ray, thank you so much. Well said. And, of course, I want to thank you. I want to thank Paul Jensen, Mike Dottard, Van Jakes, Fred Khalil, and all of you who listened and participated in today's tribute to Dave Duerson. Again, a memorial service for Dave will be held this Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 6248 South Stewart Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60621. The Reverend Gerald M. Dew, pastor. The phone number is 773-873-4433. Church spokesman said that it is open to the public, and I'm sure you can contact the church. And I'm sure in lieu of flowers, I'm sure there is a foundation or some cause that Dave would like you to contribute to. For all of us here at Voice America Sports, we want to say, again, we thank you for participating in today's service program honoring the memory of one Dave Duerson. You can download this by going to our app store at Android, BlackBerry, and iPhone. For all of us here at Voice America Sports, this is Gil Tyree. We'll see you next week for another edition of Sports Talk at the Positive Pub on VoiceAmericaSports.com. We say goodbye to our dear friend and our brother and our comrade and a great, great employee here at VoiceAmericaSports.com, Dave Duerson. We love you, Dave. And goodbye.
Miss you, Q.
That's another show. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific for Sports Talk at the Positive Pub with Gil Tyree, right here on the Voice America Sports Channel. Keep your week positive.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.